U.S. greater than reopening quarantine centers and more. Here's what you missed from the defense minister's speech today. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Reopening Quarantine Centers and More. Here's what you missed from the defense minister's speech today news. Ipo woman who defied self-quarantine is positive for COVID-19, receiving treatment now. Beep beep, emergency operator said before hanging up on daughter of dying man. Indonesian man with 32 academic and non-academic titles says, university is a hobby for me. Welfare department, mothers will be more encouraged to abandon their babies if there are too many baby hatches. Another Malaysian found disobeying home quarantine rules at Sri Hartamas Kapitiam. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People features lifestyle. Grandma thinks IKEA shark plushie looked too fierce, sews up its jaws making it cute. Tokyo Art Museum has art exhibition without any artwork and visitors are enjoying it. Did you know that there was once a North Korean restaurant in Kuala Lumpur? This Majin A&W outlet is super retro, it even has a jukebox. Syed Siddiq reveals his skincare routine for the flawless skin you see in his close-ups. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There is actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup. Crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. In his live announcement yesterday, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin reminded us to stay cautious of the increasing number of cases so that we don't have to go back into the first phase of the movement control order. To reiterate points made by the PM, Defense Minister, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri made some important announcements today. If you missed it, don't worry. We have all the important stuff summarized for you here below. 1. All returning Malaysians no longer allowed to quarantine at home starting Friday 24 July 2020. Not only Malaysians but foreigners returning to Malaysia also will be asked to quarantine in government quarantine centers. 2. Those quarantined in government quarantine centers will bear the costs themselves. Since the announcement, it's also been discovered that those subjected to this ruling are also expected to bear the full cost of quarantine themselves. 3. PDRM will take strict actions against those who disobey the RMCO. The minister clarified in his speech that there will be no more warnings towards those who deliberately disobey set SOPs. This includes the 328 people who were detained for visiting pubs and nightclubs. Previously, 96 individuals were detained by authorities when they were discovered violating SOPs at pubs and nightclubs. 4. Shopping malls encouraged to control the number of shoppers. Ever since the RMCO began, patrons visiting their local shopping malls increased tremendously. While the malls have followed set SOPs, the number of increasing shoppers is worrying. To avoid any additional clusters, the minister encouraged mall owners to limit the number of shoppers and avoid overcrowding in any premise. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, Defense Minister, all returning Malaysians no longer allowed to quarantine at home starting Friday. Source, FMT Source, Selangor Journal Source, Yahoo News Source, The Federal Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.